We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are honored to have on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline the president of Duquesne University, Dr. Ken Gormley, who is also an esteemed author. Mr. President, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Well, it's always a pleasure, but why wouldn't I want to be on the best radio show in Pittsburgh on the day when my book comes out?
That's a good birthday.
And this book coming out coincides with a birthday, does it not?
Yes, it's my wife's birthday. I dedicated the book to my wife. She's endured me working on this for about 30 years. I've gotten out of doing chores and all sorts of things, so I've dedicated the book to her.
And I don't know how a busy man like you running a university and all that you do has time to write The Heiress of Pittsburgh. What was your inspiration to begin this process?
Well, I've been working on this really for over 30 years, but I would work on it for a while, put it in my drawer. It would sit there for 5 years as I was working on one of the big book projects that I did, nonfiction. But, you know, I started out writing feature stories when I was young, and I always loved doing the fiction stuff, always wanted to write a book, a novel, a book of fiction. And I always knew I wanted it to be about Pittsburgh because, you know, I grew up, and I know both of you grew up in regular blue-collar towns, but I grew up right across from the Union Switch and Signal in Swissvale and Edgewood. And, you know, I wanted to try to capture the imagery, not just of the sights that you saw in these little towns, you know, the mills working and the smoke and the trains clanging together, but also, you know, the qualities of the people there that were so special, and I always say you couldn't buy today for $1 million. And so in many ways, this book is meant to be a sort of love story about Pittsburgh and try to capture some of those qualities that have existed and are the reason that this is such a special place.
And are we losing some of those qualities? So is this more of a historical reference as to the way we were or the way you hope us to be in the future?
Well, that's a great question. It's both. And, you know, it's built around a battle over a multi-million-dollar estate in Orphans Court, which is kind of a mysterious place. And this attorney, Sean Rossi, is representing his ex-flame and her family who stand to lose everything and all of their dignity and everything. And he's questioning his life decisions. And so there are, during this will contest, there are flashbacks to the 1970s, to the 1950s, and that's how we see how these characters came about and how their lives were built and how they end up in this predicament. And so it's both about the past and seeing all of these qualities that really do make Pittsburgh such a special, special place. But also he starts to realize he needs to figure out how to preserve this for the next generation. And that's something I think we all, you know, we take it for granted all the time. You know, everyone knows that it is a special place. People, when they leave Pittsburgh, still consider it their home. But how do we try to, you know, really reflect on and appreciate those things that have made these little towns so special, even though they're sometimes not so glamorous? That it's one of the greatest things you could ever want in a life, and we have to start to appreciate it and figure out how we can create our own vision of success to preserve these things for new generations.
And you got high praise from Maxwell King, best-selling author of The Good Neighbor, The Life and Work of Fred Rogers, who writes, Gormley's skill with language, dialogue, and narrative bring his wonderful, unpretentious, and utterly genuine characters to life. This book is for all who love the authenticity of a regional culture and the grace of a writer who can bring it to life. Wow. And how about this? Franco Harris. Gormley takes us on an emotional journey through Pittsburgh, bringing out the secrets of family and the importance of neighborhoods, always showing us how the choices we make can make a difference. That's pretty high praise.
Yeah, it was really nice of everyone to do this. And also, you see Scott Turow, the great writer of legal thrillers, wrote a wonderful blurb for the book jacket. But, you know, it really is a kind of testament to Pittsburgh itself that all of these folks, you know, Art Rooney at the Steelers wrote something. You know, stop and think about how often you have seen a book written about Pittsburgh, almost never. And I have to tell you, many people told me I shouldn't put Pittsburgh in the title. They said it will sound too parochial, you know, it will cheapen the book. And I said, you know, if I wrote a book about Paris, I would be describing the scenes in Paris, and I wouldn't be afraid to use the title. So I rejected that advice. The whole point of it is Pittsburgh is a character in this book. And, you know, we should not, sometimes we underrate the value of the things that we have here. And I think it's really important, not just for people in Pittsburgh, but all over the country, to see what a special place it really is.
Yeah, and you're right. We are suppressed or told to suppress our identity sometimes because of fear that it won't sell somewhere else. And we are the Paris of the Eastern Pennsylvania, United States. So, you know, Paris of Pennsylvania.
And don't forget, Kevin, I mean, we really are the place that built the rest of the country. I mean, and that's what these characters are so proud of in here, this character Choppy who worked in the Cary furnace. And these guys could, as you know, they didn't have a lot of formal education, but they could build anything. They were inventive. They all had nicknames. They were faithful as the day is long. They watched out for each other. This was the true original American melting pot. And, you know, we still have all of these great things, and we just sometimes don't step back and really appreciate it, but also start to figure out how you continue some of these qualities in the new neighborhoods that are growing up. And I really believe that it's possible, and I see young people doing it. And that's something to celebrate.
So you've crafted the storyline for over 30 years. You were inspired by your experience in Orphan's Court. And so who is the heiress?
Yeah, well, people ask that all the time, who is the heiress of Pittsburgh? And first of all, if I told you that no one would read the book.
Oh, okay.
But on top of that, it really is for each reader to figure out, and there could be more than one answer. But, you know, just it was really fun to work on this. You know, it is truly a work of fiction, so I invented the characters, and they walk around and do all these different things. But in the end, as you kind of suggested, there are a lot of different characters of the past, but there are also, it's looking forward into the future of Pittsburgh, which is a fun and exciting thing to do for us, actually.
And very generous of you to donate all royalties from the book to the Duquesne University McNulty College of Liberal Arts. And I want to thank you again for last year documenting the great history of this radio station, and wish you all the best with The Heiress of Pittsburgh, available today from Dr. Ken Gormley, President, Duquesne University. Thanks, Doc.
It's always a pleasure. I know you guys will be buying lots of copies for your Christmas presents.
So. Good idea. That's a brilliant idea.
No, it's great. You have one of the most iconic shows here in Pittsburgh, and I'm always proud to be a part of it.
All right, Dr. Ken Gormley, obviously a gifted man with great taste and talent, too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.